From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armed British police searched a home Saturday in the London suburb of Sunbury. Authorities said an 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover, a major ferry port for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant. London Police Commissioner Cassandra Dick told reporters Saturday that the threat level had been altered.
We have a very considerable threat. My colleagues in the intelligence agencies would say that this is a shift in threat. It's not a spike.
Earlier Saturday, London Transport Authority said they have reopened the Parsons Green station with a bomb on a train partially detonated. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for their annual UN meetings in New York, where President Donald Trump will make his debut on the UN stage, and the North Korean nuclear issue is poised to be the top global agenda. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley spoke about the additional economic sanctions on Pyongyang last Monday. It's the second round of sanctions in just 5 weeks, and in response to the September 3rd underground nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb.
What was really important with North Korea was that we try and push through as many diplomatic options as we have.
Urgency aside, expectations are low for a major diplomatic advance regarding North Korea, in part because Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be attending the gathering. More than 700 mayors from Catalonia met in Barcelona in a show of strength amid pressure from Spain's central government not to hold an independence referendum. Political tensions in Spain are increasing as the proposed voting date of October 1st nears. The Catalan government has been scrambling to push forward with the vote despite the central government's warnings. This is VOA News. Local activists say police and soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo opened fire on Burundian refugees protesting over a plan to return some of their to their homeland. But as Matthew LaRotonda reports, the circumstances that led to the violence are unclear.
Local activists say soldiers and police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have killed dozens of Burundian refugees during protests over a government plan to deport some back to their homeland. Reuters found 30 bodies on the scene after the incident on Friday, but couldn't verify how they died. The local army spokesman says the refugees were armed with knives and machetes, but claimed he didn't know if there were deaths on either side. A UN spokesperson said many took shelter in a nearby peacekeeper base. More than 400,000 have fled Burundi in the last 2 years in violence that's killed at least 700 people, according to the UN. It believes crimes against humanity may have been orchestrated there.
That's reporter Matthew LaRotonda. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some of the 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Tom Turco has the story.
Authorities said 14,000 shelters capable of accommodating six families will be built over the next 10 days near the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The area is experiencing an unprecedented exodus that was sparked by attacks on August 25th carried out by Rohingya militants on a Myanmar army base and police posts. Global rights groups and survivors say the Myanmar military responded to the attacks with extrajudicial murders, rapes, village torchings, and other acts of violence. The United Nations recently described Myanmar's actions as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says in an exclusive interview with AP he's prepared to intervene militarily if the Kurdish region's planned independence referendum results in violence.
Our position is that it is unconstitutional, it's illegal.
Al-Abadi called the vote a dangerous escalation that will invite violations of Iraq's sovereignty. The United Nations reports world hunger is rising because of conflicts and problems related to climate change that are multiplying. The report finds about 815 million people globally did not have enough to eat in 2016, 38 million more than in the previous year. The authors of the report say governments must set goals and invest in measures to bring down malnutrition and to promote healthy eating for healthy living. From the Washington News Center, I am Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.